like to invite a very special person to come and sit up at the front with me this morning. Some of you will have been to our Sunday conversations and you know how this works. Some of you haven't, so I thought I would show you how the Sunday conversation works. So I'd like you to give a very warm welcome to a very special mum, to Marion Porthouse. Would you just like to give Marion a round of applause? Marion, if you'd just like to take a seat, I'll get you a microphone. There you are. Thank you. It's very good of you to join me this morning as we talk here. But I'm conscious that, well, one of the nice things about the Sunday conversation is that there's always good refreshments at the Sunday conversation. There's always something to eat. I wouldn't want you to feel that you are missing out.
Oh, no.
And I wouldn't want you to get the wrong impression of what the Sunday conversation, which is our third Sunday in the evening, we have an interview set up. I wouldn't want you to get the wrong impression and to be sold short. So we could do with some refreshments. And I was thinking about who in the church is really, 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 really good at kind of, well, you are Super Samuel, so I would expect you to be really good at it. But the person, and we've already heard today in the prayers, so many examples of mums who are good at all kinds of catering. But really, it was Charlotte who said that her mum was so good at making cakes. So, Josephine, if you'd just like to come out, that would be super. So, round of applause for Josephine. Josephine is a semi-professional baker. She has been turned down 4 times by the Great British Bake Off, but unfortunately, that's just because they've never yet tasted their cake. So, come out, do come out, come on. Now, the thing is, Josephine, that what I could really do with you doing while I'm talking to Marion is if you could just do us an afternoon tea. Okay, so everything is here that you need. Okay, so there are, you would like some smoked salmon and cream cheese sandwiches with the crusts cut off. There's some scones and there's some clotted cream. Okay, there is a kettle. Just carry on. There's cucumber sandwiches. There is a cucumber. Some ham sandwiches, obviously. Do you like ham sandwiches?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes,
excellent. Okay, there's some butter there. I hope it's not too hard, but, you know. Fairy cakes?
Fairy cakes.
Yes. There is icing, so if you'd like to do some icing. So, I'm cooking dinner at our house, so you need to crack on. Actually, okay, I don't know how long the kettle will take to boil, but anyway, you're a professional, I'll leave you to that. If we say it's 10 past now, well, it's only 9 minutes past, so if we say 9:15, yeah? Is that all right? Okay, lovely, right. So, Marion.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about your faith and what being a Christian was like for you as a mum. So, who are your children?
I've got 3 children, Anne, John and Roger, and I have a semi-adopted daughter sitting in the congregation with me as well.
Excellent.
So I've got 3 plus another one.
Okay. Are there any that you'd swap?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Well, it's good to get that out of the way beforehand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As a mum, how have you been able to kind of talk about God to your children?
Well, when they were very little, we always had breakfast prayers. We would read a little bit from a book. I can't remember the name of it, but it might have been Simon and Sarah, something like that. But it always had a Christian story. And then afterwards, we would say prayers with them.
Did they enjoy that, or did they kick against it, or did they?
When they were little, they were very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I remember one time. My son John ran out of ideas what to pray, And he started thanking God for all the colours, you know. So that went on, and we had to draw that one to a close.
He's a talker, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He is a talker.
Yes.
Yes, he is a talker. As they've grown up, these children, how did it... I mean, life must have been busy for you.
Yes, it was.
You were a vicar's wife.
Yes.
And a nurse as well at one point.
Yes, but I wasn't working when the children were young.
Okay.
I only went back at the very end.
How about your faith in the midst of looking after the children? Was it busy? Did you manage to find time for God?
Yes. Sometimes it was difficult. I think every mum finds it difficult sometimes when you have a crisis or you've got to get them off to school and things like that. Generally, if I couldn't have it in the morning, I would always find some time in the day to read my Bible and to pray and to commit the family, to commit the work to the Lord. Yes, always.
And did you... Sometimes the Bible can, you know, you come to church and it feels a bit of an inconvenience sometimes, or it feels like it gets in the way of things. When you prayed and you read the scriptures, did you find that it was useful, that it had something to say? Or
it's remarkable how scripture is relevant to everyday life. Sometimes you would pray about something and the answer would come that day. Sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes the Lord... There was something in the reading that was a comfort or guided you about something. It was always, I always felt the Holy Spirit used the scripture to sort of speak to me. Yes.
Let's stop you for a minute. You've only got 3 minutes left. And we don't want crusts. Is that all right? Yeah, okay. Just, you know, you haven't even opened the scones yet, have you?
No.
Sorry
right,
about that.
Sorry.
That's all right.
No problem.
As the kids got older, mm-hmm. did you find that when you prayed and when you talked about God, did you find that there were things in that kind of set you at odds with what the kids were doing and how they were growing up?
Yes.
How did you cope with that with...
With the teenage years,
yeah.
We had conflicts. I think every family has its conflict. I used to worry about what they were up to, but in the end, you have to learn to say to the Lord, they're your children. You've given them to me. Protect them. I think every household has its troubles with its families. If they didn't, they wouldn't. They'd be liars.
And so the idea of putting your children into the Lord's hands... Mm. How confident were you that God actually was there to care for them? Or was it just kind of vain hope?
No. My faith is based on historical fact.
Right.
That Jesus died and rose again. And that he is with us by his Holy Spirit. So I was always sure that the Lord would undertake. Maybe not in the ways I expected, but I could always trust that he was there in, you know, caring for them as much as he cared for me. Yes.
Mm. How are you getting on? Where are we up to? We're okay, are we? We've got sandwiches. Okay, we've only got one sort of sandwiches. we did ask for ham as well. You haven't finished yet. You haven't got a lot of time, have you, really? It's nearly 15:15. Give you another couple of minutes. Are you a bit parched?
Just a touch, yes, yes. Waiting a long time.
Anyway, moving on. Mm. Oh, thanks
Thank
ever
you.
So much.
Thank you very much.
That's ever so kind. As the kids grew up and they mm-hmm. moved out, thank you. You don't have a uniform or anything, do you? No, okay. Is somebody cooking your dinner at lunchtime?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good job too, because I'll be quicker than you. as you saw the kids growing up and making big life choices,
mm-hmm.
which tea is that?
Normal tea.
Did you want normal tea? Because there was a choice, if only you'd been offered.
Well, I like Earl Grey, actually.
There was Earl Grey.
There was Earl Grey.
There was
oh, dear.
Earl Grey.
Eh?
You don't think so? Just less of the lip and get on with it. Honestly. So as you watched the children grow up and make their life choices and life changed for you, how has your walk with Jesus gone on? How has Jesus been important for you? Because some parents, they come back to church when their child's baptised and then drift off again. How has your walk with Jesus been? Do have a cup of tea.
It's always been very important in my life. I still, every day, have a quiet time. I don't know, with, you know, how things go in family lives, how people cope without the Lord. And I know, since my husband died, I'm very much aware that I've relied on the Lord for my strength. So my faith is most important in my life.
Right. And when you say it's most important in your life, why is that? What is it that keeps you coming back to Jesus day after day, you know, praying and reading your Bible? Mm-hmm. What is it that he offers you that is so important?
He offers me hope for the future, hope of eternal life. He offers me strength each day to get through. He offers me the assurance that he is with me and he's with my family. And that is what I need each day, you know. It is very important to me. Also, he gives me a family. I have a church family. And that, again, is vital, I think.
He hasn't given you any sandwiches yet, though.
No.
Which is a bit disappointing. Josephine, it's now 17 minutes past. how are we doing? Are we getting there?
Yep.
Oh, you've peeled the cucumber. That's more than I was expecting. Although what's on the table in front of us here is less than I was expecting. Okay. Well, quick as you can, if you don't mind. Quick as you can. So just one last question while Josephine's taking so long with the afternoon tea. do have a sip of your tea. It's very nice, actually. If you do like afternoon tea, you can go to Open Doors. They do a very nice afternoon tea with sandwiches and tea, and it's all ready for you when you arrive. So it's worth going. As you look around at families and society in general, what do you think that Jesus in today's world can offer to a family, to parents, to children?
I think he offers support. I think he offers direction. This is most important, direction. I think there's a binding in a family when Christ is at the centre. And I think he offers guidance, and that's the most, you know, so important to have daily guidance for big decisions, small decisions, a focus. And I think we need the Lord in our lives. This is my honest opinion, you know.
So, and not just your opinion, but what you found to be true.
I found it to be absolutely true all throughout my life.
Yeah.
I didn't become a Christian till I was about 14. And I found working in a parish, you came up against some very sad things, and you just long for people to have the comfort and the security of knowing the Lord and the love that you do receive from him indirectly through his family. And that is so important.
Thank you. Would you just like to talk us through what you've done for us, Josephine?
Cream cheese and smoked salmon sandwiches.
Yeah.
Ham and cucumber, little fairy cakes, chocolate eclairs and scones.
Another round of applause. You see, this this is the thing about Mary and Martha. Have a sandwich, have a... don't let them go to waste. I mean, the thing with Mary and Martha is you've got the two sides of the same coin, haven't you? Excuse me, speaking with my mouth full. You've got Mary in the kitchen, Martha in the kitchen, and she's a bit flustered, and she's a bit kind of conscious that she's got to get it all done, and she wants to do it well. She's a perfectionist, and these are very good sandwiches. Really, they are very good sandwiches. And the problem for Martha is she looks over at Mary, who's just sitting at Jesus' feet having a chat. And she's like, this can't be right. This can't be how it should be. And she goes to Jesus and she says, will you tell my sister to get in the kitchen because there's work to be done? And Jesus says, no, You've got this all wrong, you know. You should have just sat down with us. I don't know what... I mean, you know, it's only 20 past 11. I've got to have lunch yet. You can't be having afternoon tea at 20 past 11. Hey?
You can't win.
You can't win. Sometimes we ask so much of our mums or those who care about us, and I like to include dads and that and all the people, whether it's grannies and that whole long list of people. We ask so much of them, and they feel so responsible. I'm going to try a scone now. They feel so responsible that we stop them having the time to spend with Jesus. We stop them from feeling that they can take time out to know God better, to have a quiet time, to read their Bible, to come to church, to perhaps go on a conference to listen to something, or to meet with other women to pray, or to go to Meeting Point, or whatever it might be. We sometimes expect so much of our mums, the women in our lives who care about us, that they miss the opportunities to spend time with Jesus. And Marian's been talking, just as Mary was, about how important just spending time with Jesus is, because it answers... Honestly, love, you can stop now. Really. Oh, bless you, didn't you? You see, even when we tell our mums to slow down, they don't. But we do need to allow them to have time with the Lord. We do need to allow them to just be themselves before Jesus. So if you have a woman in your house who you work like a slave, maybe it's time to say, you know, have a bit of a time with Jesus. Have a time to step out. Have a time to find that love of being one-to-one with the Lord. Because as Marian says, there is hope. There is a life-changing thing. There is guidance. In spending time with Jesus, there is where we truly, truly find ourselves. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that the women in our lives do for us, the way they care for us, the way they guide us, the way they challenge us and change us. Lord Jesus, I pray that today we remember that they need time to rest, to find you. They need space to pray. That we as a family and as families may grow richer and deeper and more in love with one another and with you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for our mums and all those women in our lives. Amen. Can you just